You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Ishmael El-Kutsi, the CEO and co-founder of social employee advocacy platform, Social Reacher. Mr. El-Kutsi, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Thanks for joining us. So, if you would, please tell us a little bit about your story, specifically how and why you decided to start your digital marketing agency when you were at such a high point in your career, which is quite interesting on the timing, and having served in leadership positions at Microsoft and Havas Media Group.
Yeah, I'm the co-founder of a digital agency called Internet Republica, and it is one of the top Spanish digital marketing agencies. But as you were mentioning, I was part of Microsoft and in the past of Havas Media Group too. But the thing is that it seems that everybody's talking about being an entrepreneur at the age of 20. But if you are in the digital media agencies services, it is very difficult to start your own company when you're in your 20s, because you need some contacts, you need some, you know, clients. So that's why I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, but I have to wait a little bit until I created my own firm, because, you know, it is not a easy start a company with, you know, giving a services company. And that's why. So before being in Microsoft, I went to the army at the age of 18 to learn more about that thing called internet. And I also was in Bosnia and in a NATO peacekeeping operation. So, you know, I've always liked being involved in all these new things, all these new trends. But I actually have over 20 years of digital marketing experience, and that helped me a lot when I started my company like 7 years ago. And to get back to your question, you know, I left my job in Havas, by the way, was a very well-paid job, to start my own firm, because I just wanted to pursue my own dream. And, you know, I felt that I need to go my own way and decide to take the plunge and the risk and to build my own business. And looking back, I now realize that I have always been an entrepreneur, but I couldn't start earlier. And I don't think it's always a good idea to start a company when you're in your 20s, depending on the company.
And I would say that's quite a journey. Now, why did you start Social Reacher? Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, we start Social Reacher because we want to create an easy to use platform that allow, you know, companies to activate their own workforce as social media advocates. I learned that from working in companies like Microsoft. In Microsoft, you know, everyone used to have a blog. Everyone is on Twitter, on social media. They are very, you know, active employees. They feel the company, and this passion about your own company is something that I have always had, no matter in which company I've been. And if I don't really like a company, my advice for you is, if you don't really like your company, just quit. And, you know, that's why I think that all employees should be advocated, should be, you know, social media advocates. And that's the aim of Social Reacher. Social Reacher is an employee advocacy platform. And let me explain it a little bit. So the company sends to their employees news or products or thing, and the company and the employees should tweet about that or put it in Facebook in their own social media accounts, and they can get points from the company, and then they can exchange those points with spare time, with free days, or maybe some perks like, I don't know, a new laptop or tickets for the cinema, whatever the company decides. So why we start that is because I think in the value of the social component of every employee in the company, and sometimes you are looking to hire influencers outside your company, and sometimes you have more influencers inside your own company that and it's better, cheaper, and you know, keep the employees engaged. So why always we have to be looking at external influencers when we actually have it internally?
Also, Ishmael, what are the benefits of employee social advocacy versus executing a campaign with social media influencer bloggers, for example?
There are benefits in both sides of the coin. I believe that you don't need to look outside your organizations for finding influencers or advocates. But I also believe that it is more credible having your own employees tweeting or posting about your company, but it has to be voluntary. You cannot, you know, you cannot tell them that they have to tweet about your company or they will get fired. So it has to be voluntary. But some of the key benefits of using employee social advocacy for me are because it increased brand recognition and trust. So especially for hiring new people, because if I'm an engineer and I work for Microsoft, for instance, and I put in my LinkedIn or in my Facebook that Microsoft is looking for new engineers, so my friends are going to ask me, oh, how is your experience working for them? Is it a good company or not? And, you know, it increased the employee engagement in a way, and also it is more credible it gives more trust to companies because you are opening the door of your company. You know, I think that brands should be start building their own reputation with the people that they already have in the company, not starting with social media influencers, because at the end, those influencers maybe they don't know the company. It's absolutely sure that they don't know the company better than you do. Take a look at this. The head of marketing, it usually stay in a company for 3 years, but the majority of the employees may stay for more than 10 years. So there are a lot of employees with a lot of knowledge of the company, much more even than the marketing director. So that's why we should leverage in those social media employees the ability to represent our company. Of course, not in an automated way, but in a supervised one. And you know, there are some studies telling that people, 70 or 80% of the people believes in social media recommendations. So why don't let your own employees recommend your product? So it would be a nonsense not doing that, I think. And also, the content shared by the employees has 8 times more reach or more engaged than what the company, you know, shares those contents in the company's social media network. So, you know, it's like crystal clear that we are losing an opportunity if we are not, you know, letting our employees or our collaborators work with us in building the brand.
And a great explanation today. We are joined by Ishmael El-Koutsi, the CEO and co-founder of social employee advocacy platform Social Reacher, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Ishmael, what is the impact that employee social advocacy can have in organizations?
You know, it could help you connect with new audiences because sometimes the company has an audience, maybe 50,000 followers in Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, but your employees will have new audiences that may have not heard anything about your company yet. So it connects your brand to new audiences. They have, on average, if you get all your employees, they usually have like 10 times more followers than your own brand. And you don't have to be like Google or Microsoft to do that. So in every company, if you take your employees' followers, they are usually 10 times more than your own brand followers. So, you know, it let you amplify your message, your content. And there's a survey by Social Media Today saying that 79% of the firms that are using like a formal employee advocacy program increase the brand recognition for their own brand. And you know, and there is also an emotional benefit, that is that it, you know, using employees, you humanize your brand. And, you know, you can maybe measure that, but it's pretty important.
Also, I would be curious, what are your top three tips for a successful employee social advocacy program?
Oh, yeah. My first tip would be to, you know, to make sure that there is a positive and healthy company culture before even considering launching the advocacy program. We also recommend to launch a pilot program, maybe with 50 persons, not with the whole company, with a small group of employees, and create a guideline. So this is very important, to create a guideline before they start tweeting or posting. And my last tip would be, make this a voluntary program. You know, you can't force employees. And if you force them, you know, it won't be credible. It won't be, you know, it shouldn't be mandatory. I think that this should be like the top three tips for a company to start.
Well, Ishmael, once again, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and definitely want to give you a chance to let our listeners know where they can get further information about what you've shared here, where they can do that, and also on Social Reacher.
Oh, thank you very much, Ari, for the interview. I would encourage them to visit socialreacher.com to learn more about our platform and the benefits of using employee social advocacy programs. And thank you very much again. I'm here to help.
And once again, you are more than welcome. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Okay, thank you.
We have been speaking with Ishmael El-Kutsi, the CEO and co-founder of social employee advocacy platform Social Reacher. And for all the details, simply visit socialreacher.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app to come soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.